The firm that hired Ben produced reports for banks involved in complex deals. It was about as interesting as it sounds, Ben joked in one of our interviews. The report creation process required hours of manual manipulation of data in a series of Excel spreadsheets. When he first arrived, it took Ben up to 6 hours per report to finish this stage. The most efficient veterans at the firm could complete this task in around half the time. This didn't sit well with Ben. The way it was taught to me, the process seemed clunky and manually intensive, Ben recalls. He knew that Excel has a feature called macros that allows users to automate common tasks. Ben read articles on the topic and soon put together a new worksheet, wired up with a series of these macros that could take the 6-hour process of manual data manipulation and replace it, essentially with a button click. A report writing process that originally took him a full workday could now be reduced to less than an hour. Ben is a smart guy. He graduated from an elite college, the University of Virginia, with a degree in economics, and like many in his situation, he had ambitions for his career. It didn't take him long to realize that these ambitions would be thwarted so long as his main professional skills could be captured in an Excel macro. He decided, therefore, he needed to increase his value to the world. After a period of research, Ben reached a conclusion. He would, he declared to his family, quit his job as a human spreadsheet and become a computer programmer. As is often the case with such grand plans, however, there was a hitch. Jason Ben had no idea how to write code. As a computer scientist, I can confirm an obvious point. Programming computers is hard. Most new developers dedicate a 4-year college education to learning the ropes before their first job. And even then, competition for the best spots is fierce. Jason Ben didn't have this time. After his Excel epiphany, he quit his job at the financial firm and moved home to prepare for his next step. His parents were happy he had a plan, but they weren't happy about the idea that this return home might be long-term. Ben needed to learn a hard skill, and needed to do so fast. It's here that Ben ran into the same problem that holds back many knowledge workers from navigating into more explosive career trajectories. Learning something complex, like computer programming, requires intense, uninterrupted concentration on cognitively demanding concepts, the type of concentration that drove Carl Jung to the woods surrounding Lake Zurich. This task, in other words, is an act of deep work. Most knowledge workers, however, as I argued earlier in this introduction, have lost their ability to perform deep work. Ben was no exception to this trend. I was always getting on the internet and checking my email. I couldn't stop myself. It was a compulsion, Ben said, describing himself during the period leading up to his quitting his finance job. To emphasize his difficulty with depth, Ben told me about a project that a supervisor at the finance firm once brought to him. They wanted me to write a business plan, he explained. Ben didn't know how to write a business plan, so he decided he would find and read 5 different existing plans, comparing and contrasting them to understand what was needed. This was a good idea, but Ben had a problem. I couldn't stay focused. There were days during this period, he now admits, when he spent almost every minute, 98% of my time, surfing the web. The business plan project, a chance to distinguish himself early in his career, fell to the wayside. By the time he quit,